Nolte, Glorious Implosion of Steve Scully and Commission on Presidential Debates. By John Nolte on October 10, 2020. Without discussing it with one of the two presidential campaigns, the corrupt Commission on Presidential Debates, CPD, decided a second debate between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden would be a virtual debate. Of course, the presidential campaign left out of this discussion the Republican presidential campaign, Trump's presidential campaign. Even though, by October 15, the scheduled date of the second debate, Trump would have been many days beyond the 10 to 14 day recommended quarantine period after contracting the coronavirus. But rather than listen to the science, the corrupt CPD decided to aid and abet Joe Biden's desire to sit on his polling lead and not jeopardize it with a live debate. Then, as if to prove how truly corrupt they are, the CPD canceled rather than rescheduled the second debate for a later time. You know, a time when the debate could be an in-person with no qualms whatsoever. Critics of the CPD are labeling these decisions as unilateral, as though the Biden campaign was not consulted. For my money, bilateral is a more appropriate description. The CPD claims it did not discuss any of this with the Biden campaign, and I don't fucking believe them. I mean, already the CPD was a thoroughly corrupted institution smart Republicans had grown suspicious of. Not all Republicans. There will always be our Vichy Republicans who put protecting norms and the affection and acceptance of the national media above what they know to be true. Nevertheless, the Vichys cannot explain away the facts of the past. The CPD is, after all, the corrupt institution that gave us Candy Crowley and Chris Wallace. But never a Brit Hume or Brett Beyer. Funny how that works. Anyway, now that the CPD is exposed like a vampire yanked into the sun, let's hope the 2024 GOP nominee has the Trump-sized stones necessary to tell this rotting institution to shove it up its ass. Which brings me to Steve Scully. Yes, something else the writhing corpse of the CPD tried to sucker punch us with was Steve Scully. I ask you, how corrupt does the CPD have to be to stick us with a debate moderator who actually interned, with one of the debate participants? Do you even need to ask which participant Scully interned with? Of course, you don't, because when it comes to audacious conflicts of interest, it is always you and I who are told suck on it and die. Yes, it's always you and I who must be soothed and reassured by the CPD and the fake media and the Vichys that whatever version of Steve Scully is forced upon this Steve Scully is an honorable man and a journalist in the finest tradition. It's always us being told to trust in the honor and professionalism of the person chosen by the CPD to interrogate our presidential choice, no matter how glaring the conflict of interest, even if it's a goddamned internship. And then it's always us, after the one-sided debacle ends, left with nothing but a told jasso. After it's too late. Funny how the corrupt CPD never puts itself in a position to have to soothe Democrat fears, to have to ask Democrats to trust in the honorable moderator who interned at Trump Tower, or who interned for Mitt Romney or John McCain. And look at what we have in Steve Scully. The oh-so-honorable and professional Steve Scully. A guy who on three separate occasions has blamed tweets he regrets on a hacker. Anyone believe that? Anyone believe Steve Scully changed his Twitter password from 123,456 and to 654,321 and then to abctfg? How deep of a hole from common sense do the Vichy Republicans have to bury themselves in to buy the absurd idea Steve Scully's Twitter account has now been hacked three times? How deep of a hole to ignore Steve Scully tweeting out no, not Trump, not ever? How deep of a hole to buy that someone hacked his Twitter account for a third time, last week and tried to destroy his reputation, oh, not with a tweet that blared Trump sucks. Or Trump eats babies. Or I'm with Joe. Or watch me destroy Trump at the debate next week. Oh, no, no, no. This so-called hacker sought to frame this extraordinary man of integrity with a cryptic tweet that said, at Scaramucci should I respond to Trump. And then this malevolent genius of a hacker was apparently able to hack into Trump hater Anthony Scaramucci's account to further the scheme. Because, if you happen to notice, Scaramucci didn't respond to Scully's inquiry with a what? Or I'm not sure what you mean? Or respond to what? No, 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 no. Scaramucci responded as though he and the Honorable Steve Scully were right in the middle of a conversation, ignore. He is having a hard enough time. Some more bad stuff about to go down, Scaramucci tweeted in reply. So not only did Scully get hacked for a third time. The hacker is such an evil genius, he made it look like Scully screwed up and posted something publicly instead of through Twitter's direct message. Oh, 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 and if that's not convincing enough for you about the rot and corruption throughout all of this, C-SPAN, which seems eager to go down with the USS Scully, assures us their guy Scully has reached out to the authorities. Okay, which authorities? The FBI or an authority on baking your own bread with a Bic lighter? There are all kinds of authorities out there. Where's the goddamned police report? Where is this honorable and professional man's willingness to risk a felony to report the hack? Even Jussie Smollett was willing to do that. Hey, are we not talking about meddling in a presidential election? Could this hacker be, wait for it, the Russians? So where's the FBI? America's political and media institutions are all corrupted beyond redemption. Watching C-SPAN, Scully, and the Commission on Presidential Debates get tossed on this rotting pile puts a smile on my face and a song in my heart. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.